making a difference in the community. I'm joined by Pam McCracken, who is a vital committee member in the community fundraising for the Strathcona Paper Center. Thank you very much for joining me. Can we start off with you telling me a bit of the backstory and the background on these fundraising efforts that took place in the community?
Well, the original fundraising idea was started because it had to be a component of getting the council to agree to build a new rink for the community. I got involved out of noticing we had no ice time available at the old existing memorial rink in our town for initiating a girls' hockey program. So we were looking for ice for practices and games, and there wasn't any readily available for, you know, after school times, practices, Sunday, Saturday ice. There wasn't anything readily available because the ice single pad was being maxed out, which is, you know, good. So we had to buy ice in other communities and stuff like that. So under discussion with the recreation director at the time, Kevin Hill, and discussions with council, and that it kind of snowballed from there to December, I think it was December of 2002. And it was the council at the time led by Mayor Dave Remington and Deputy Mayor Jeremy Mills. If it wasn't for their belief that the community needed a new ice pad, this would have never happened. So the committee was formed and we were tasked with raising $425,000 as part of the funding program for the whole rink. We designed a program that everybody could contribute. So you could buy a brick for $100 and pay for it over 3 years. You could buy a seat. You could also get your name on the donation wall. And we made it so that everybody could contribute. We were very fortunate to end up, the total by opening, we had raised $1.27 million from our community.
That sounds great. And so that led into my next question of what type of fundraising efforts took place to raise the funds. But I'll ask sort of what it meant from a perspective of helping raise these funds, seeing the community come out and help donate and go above and beyond the total expected, or the total goal, I should say.
Yeah, it was overwhelming. So we, besides that kind of formal program that we had of the corporate donors, the naming rights, selling a brick, seats, and gold, silver, or bronze donations from individuals, plus the community or the corporate donors, many individual groups did their own thing. Like there was a golf tournament. We had a sports auction, silent auction night. We had pancake breakfasts were done by people, hockey tournaments. There was a New Year's Eve dance, and all the service groups helped. And it was just, you know, community-wide contributions, however people could do it.
Of course. And finally, I'll ask sort of, you touched on it a bit, but why at the time you felt it was so important to help raise these funds? And I'll also ask sort of how it feels today to see how well used and loved the Strathcona Paper Center is still to this day after the fundraising efforts back in 2002 to get us this new arena.
It's nice to go there and attend hockey and events, and it's good to see it so well used. There's been a number of national, local, and provincial events held there ever since that bring a lot of people to our community. So it makes me really proud to see the results of what our community did.
Listen to all of our fundraisers now at napaneetoday.ca.